بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Last week we discussed the incident with regards to the killing of Abu Jahl, and we mentioned that Abdul Rahman ibn Auf رضي الله عنه was in the battlefield. And he says that بَيْنَمَا أَنَا وَاقِفْ, as I'm heading into the thick of the battle, I look onto my right hand side, there is a youngster. On my left hand side, there is a youngster. And the youngster on the right hand side asks me, he says, "Ey Am," in some narrations, "Ya Am, Ey Am, أَتَعْرِفُ أَبَا جَهَلْ," you know Abu Jahl? So I thought to myself, such a small boy, what you gonna do with Abu Jahl? He's very fierce in the battle. So I asked him, "Ma hajatuka ilay?" So what work you got with Abu Jahl? So his answer was, "Ukhbirtu annahu yasubbu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." I've been informed that he is speaking ill and bad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this youngster says that wallahi, walladhi nafsi biyadi, by the qasam of that being in whose control is my life, law ra'aytuhu, if I ever set sight on him, la yufariqu sawadi sawadahu hatta yamuta al-a'jal minna, that if I ever see him, then I'll never leave him until one of us passes away, whoever it is. But I'm ready for this battle. I know who he is and I'm ready for it. So the youngster on the left, unknowing to the discussion that happened, he poses the same question. So he says, "Ya Am, O uncle, you know Abu Jahl," and the same response. He says, "What you gonna do with him? Small boy like you, what you gonna do?" He says, "No, I heard he speaks bad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I want to kill him." Both of them are hiding their agenda. One is Mu'adh ibn Afra, and the other is Mu'adh ibn Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiyallahu an. Two youngsters from the Ansar, and they say that they want to kill Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl actually was a personification of arrogance and attitude. We would say is pride redefined. He was the height of arrogance. He was just a personality that was, he was full of arrogance. So in this battle now, his Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu is telling these youngsters, "There's Abu Jahl." So Mu'adh ibn Amr, one of the youngsters, he says, "The moment he showed me who is Abu Jahl, immediately I threw myself into the thick of the battle, heading directly for Abu Jahl. And I'm going for Abu Jahl to kill Abu Jahl." So he says, "I injured Abu Jahl. I gave him such a hard blow on his foot, his leg from his shin flew. It actually flew. He dropped to the ground. He was not dead, incapacitated, but he dropped to the ground. Ikrimah sees what happens. His son, Abu Jahl's son, he comes and he hits me on my arm. So my arm is actually hanging. So out of pain, I turned around. And then Mu'adh ibn Afra came and he gave another blow. And he also, it was a blow for a blow. He was injured. Mu'adh ibn Amr, the one who gave that first blow, he said, I continued, بَقِيَّةَ يَوْمِ, I carried on with the rest of the journey. My arm is hanging. Then I realized that, listen, I can't carry on dragging my hand. I'm dragging it the whole battle. He says that he placed his foot on top of his hand, gave it, he lowered the arm, placed his foot, and he jerked his body up. He said, I lodged it out, I took it out, I left it one side and say, carry on with the battle. Subhanallah. Imagine the courage of the youngsters of those days. Today as old people, we're scared to see blood. Someone goes for a bypass, say, Ya Allah. Yeah, he's, imagine that, that strength and that courage of this youngster. So his whole hand is out, continues. Then at the end of the battle, he comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulallah, his hand is lost. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Muaz, come here. Puts his saliva, places it, puts the hand back. He lives till the era of Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu with that same hand better than original. Through the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hand is back. You know, like Lego pieces. No, Allahu Akbar. All through the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that was Mu'ad ibn Amr. Mu'ad ibn Afra, he also injured. Then Mu'awwidh came. Mu'ad and Mu'awwidh ibn Afra, these were two brothers. As we see, Afra radiallahu anha, five sons, participants in the battle of Badr. All five of them went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mu'ad and Mu'awwidh, both are killed. Eventually, they pass away. They also inflicted injury. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is announcing, he says, مَيَّنْظُرُوا مَا صَنَعَ أَبُو جَهَلْ. Who is there to bring information regarding Abu Jahl? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu stood up. He says, Ana ya Rasulallah. Says, I'm ready, I'm going for it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you find him to be someone that's dead, this is a sign of Abu Jahl. He's got an injury on his leg. It was an injury he, an impact, some injury he received when he was a young person in Makkah. So this is the sign. You find that injury, that's Abu Jahl. If you don't know who he is. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu goes, he looks, he sees Abu Jahl. There's a flawed. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu comes, and he says, Anta Abu Jahl? You Abu Jahl? Anta al-Maqtul? You the one gonna die now? So Abu Jahl responds, and he says, number one, Hal fawqa rajulin qataltumu? Hal a'madu rajulin qatalahu qawmuhu? Nothing major. The people are gonna kill me. Meaning my family and my own blood, they're going to kill me. My family going to be responsible for my death. Again, and that one more statement he said, لَوْ غَيْرَ عَكَّارٍ قَتَلَنِي. Had it been someone besides a farmer who killed me, it would be better. He's going to Jahannam, he wants to go in the Muzin. He's saying those small boys of Ansar kill me, man. Those are farmers. Imagine people will talk that farmers kill Abu Jahl. That's all I'm worried about it. They'll say two farm boys kill me. Now you Abdullah bin Masood, if you kill me, it's okay, right? Abdullah bin Masood said, look at this fellow. Brimming with pride at this time. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu looked at him and he went and he sat on top of him. Gave him one heavy jump on his chest. When he sat on him, he told him, excuse me, he's about to pass away. He says, لَقَدِرْ تَقِيْتَ يَا رُوَيْفَ الْغَنَمُ مُرْتَكَنْ صَعْبًا. Excuse me, shepherd, you're sitting on a very important person. Just remember that. He's about to die, still arrogance. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu gave him one shot with his blunt sword. Abu Jahl's sword fell off. He took his sword and he's about to strike him. He says, one request. Request now, he says, see, when you cut, you're going to take my head away, isn't it? Just cut a little bit lower. Why? He says, all the necks are going to be in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At least mine will be taller. At least mine will be taller. That's all. From all the necks, mine must stand out. From all those that are killed. So Abdullah bin Masud gave him one shot, killed him, severed that head, took it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulallah, Hada Ra'su Aduwi La Abi Jahl, head of Abu Jahl. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at it, says, head of Abu Jahl. And immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Arinihi, show me where he is. I want to see that body. I want to make sure that the head of Kufr is finished. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, Ya Rasul, no problem, let's go.
And as soon as Nabi Sam sees that body of Abu Jahl, identifies the correct person, Nabi Sam said, Allahu Akbar, Abdullah bin Masud, Allah helped us. We never do anything. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi alladhi nasara abda, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. He helped his servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated the enemy. Allah did, we didn't do. We just some people and soldiers on the ground, and Allah gave us victory in this battle. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was the one who inflicted that final blow to Abu Jahl. So that was the killing of Abu Jahl and the end of Abu Jahl. Then at the end of the battle, there was a small difference of opinion. Rather, before that, let's discuss. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent two Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So for 3 days, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed on the battlefield. 3 days. Now this is a sign of bravery and courage. That despite us winning this battle, we're not running for shelter. We're not tired and exhausted. If you're ready to come back, we're here for 3 days. Come back, we're waiting. So the kuffar, for 3 days, that was the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We will wait on the battlefield. According to the hadith of Abu Dawood Sharif, Sunanu Abi Dawood, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's habit was to always spend 3 days on the battle. This barakah and blessings, it was a place of sacrifice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Abdullah ibn Rawaha, give the message to Medina Munawwara, the upper areas that the Muslims have been triumphant and victorious. Zayd ibn Haritha, you go to Medina Munawwara itself, proper, central, lower, and give the message that the Muslims were victorious. When Zayd radiallahu anhu reached Medina Tayyiba, they had just finished with the burial proceedings and of Ruqayya radiallahu anha, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was very ill. So Usman radiallahu anhu had stayed behind. She passed away. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not even participate in the janazah of his own daughter. Unknown to what has happened. But sacrifice for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah, for the flag of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be risen, I'm ready for even that sacrifice. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know. And this is happening. So the news is passed, they return. Then Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was some whisperings that was happening amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Three groups of Sahaba. One group, they had pursued, they were chasing the kuffar out of Medina Tayyiba. So they were chasing the kuffar to ensure that they really left at a distance out, and they came away. They returned back to Medina Tayyiba, to Badr. Then there was a group that were protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all situations around him to make sure Nabi sallam is protected. And the third group, they went to collect the mali ghanima and the booty, the spoils of war. They collected it. After the dust had settled, everything is over, the battle, these three groups of Sahaba radiallahu anhum had a difference of opinion. They had different views. So the ones that pursued the enemy said, had it not been for us, the kuffar could have been back here. So I think, so we are entitled to a greater share in the booty. Those that protected Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, listen, who is deserving of a better prize than those that protected the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So give us a bigger share. And the third is the group that collected the booty. They said the hard work of collecting was us. So shouldn't we be entitled to a greater share? Some dispute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ, in the 9th juz of the Quran, the detailed laws regarding the distribution of the booty was not yet revealed. It was not yet revealed. Difference of opinion. But here is a valuable lesson for us how to deal with it. Differences of opinion, you cannot stop it. You cannot plug it. They will always be because we have different temperaments. We come from different angles. We understand and see things differently. There will be differences of opinion. From the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was, It continued. There is, all we need to learn is maturity and how to deal with it. So the ayat of the Quran is revealed, whether it be in my family, whether it be in my business environment, working environment, wherever it may be, how do I deal with it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole story of Badr is being spoken about in the Suratul Anfal. But the first point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I know a lot of things happen in the Battle of Badr. I want to tell the ummah the story. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ وَإِذْ يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ, and the entire story. I want to tell it to them. But the first point the ummah must never forget, if they're not going to be a unified force, if there's no unity in the ummah, you're shooting yourself in the foot. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ, tell the ummah, first point, tell every one of them, the ummah, bring within yourself Allah consciousness. Distribution of the estate, my Allah knows what's happening. I can't take extra. I cannot shortchange my sister. I cannot decrease my mother's share. Fattakullah, fear Allah. The distribution of profits between shareholders. Fattakullah, fear Allah. And whenever there is any difference, if I share this message, is my Allah happy or not happy? And if I share my sentiments and I say something, is it ghiba really? Is it ghiba or am I helping the situation? Is it not ghiba? I must ask myself. I'm speaking about someone. I'm speaking about a personality. Is it ghiba or am I helping and trying to sort out? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, please mend things between yourselves. Sort things out. You've got a common enemy. Work for a common purpose. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. So that was the message in Suratul Anfal, in the dispute of differences of opinion among Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that some of the kuffar need to be thrown into the well, and qalib badrin, into the well. Till today, if a person goes to Badr, then the masjid itself is called Masjidul Arish. Arish, why? Because Arish was the platform that they had built for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be safeguarded. We spoke about that incident. So it's known as Masjidul Arish. Yes, the masjid is bigger than what was the Arish of Nabi Sam, the raised platform for his protection. For Nabi Sam to able to have a bird's eye view over the army and give direction to the soldiers. So that's Masjidul Arish. Qalib Badrin, you look around Badr, you look on the mountain on your right hand side, meaning if you look into the rear from the masjid, you're looking at the battlefield, then the mountain is on your right hand side, and then you see date palms around the entire valley. But there is an area you only see dead small stumps. There is no khajur date palm that is growing. Then the brothers will explain and say that there is the well in which the kuffar and the notables and the chiefs of Makkah Mukarrama, most of them were thrown into it. Most of them, not all, most of them were thrown into that well. Such is the earth and the ground around there, that it rejects anything that is going to be, that is going to be grown in that area. That we have the blood of the kuffar, the chiefs and the notables of kuffar, we're not going to give any fruit and produce. Yet around you go a few, maybe 50, 70 meters, and there are date palms that are growing. Only in that area, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us the ability to study the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallam continues on the journey with the captives of war. Now there is captives of war, and there is booty also, and the booty has to be distributed. So we don't want to rush with the distribution, because we can make mistakes. We don't want anyone to argue. So we rather distribute the booty next week, inshallah. Wa akhir dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah.